Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 14, semi-reunion, or was it just a final
Half
episode
half.
watch? A lot of nothing. So typically on our debriefs, we kind of walk through everything scene by scene. I don't think that's going to work with this episode just because there wasn't a ton of substance going on. But instead, I've got quite a few different questions that me and the ladies are going to discuss. One thing I did want to point out right away, or actually, let's just go right into that first question because I've got something to say about this. What did you ladies think about the format of the way that they did this reunion, quote unquote? So the episode live watching with all the women. What did you think of that?
Well, it's different, definitely different. And it's not really like a reunion because all they did was sit and watch themselves on the final show, right?
And then gave little comments, little snippets back and forth. So it wasn't
Yeah,
really
wasn't
anything.
really
There
anything.
was no interaction or something where
No.
someone could explain something or
Yeah.
why they said it. They just kind of made kind of comments
Yeah.
about why or like added to it. And that's the,
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it either. It was just
So,
no response, no give and take, right? So.
exactly. So I agree. I don't think it was the best. I think it was the only thing they could do because, everyone.
Yeah.
Eric does love this cast. Like, people love Teresa, people love Melissa, all the women on this, but
Yeah.
they just couldn't get in a room and
No.
sit down all together.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a nice way to kind of end this season and probably end a lot of their contracts too? But one thing that I did think was funny, so the live watching, for all of the listeners who've been with us since the beginning, we actually wanted to do something like that on our podcast where we did live episode watching while, our viewers watch the show as well. So it's almost like we're all watching together. We released a
The first one.
we released a test of it basically, and it totally bombed. It did not work at all. It
No.
was funny. Yeah, no, it wasn't great. So I thought it was really funny that, we started with New Jersey and we started trying that format and then we ended with them trying out the format.
Yeah.
It really didn't work with us,
No.
nor do I
No,
think
they
it
just
worked
didn't
for them
them.
as well. So again, back to, how the episode was kind of structured. What did you think about doing the separate rooms?
Well, that to me that didn't.
Charcuterie board looked good.
Yeah, yes, it did. For me, I don't think it worked, and it
No.
goes back to the same thing. It was just like live watching. And the other thing is you've got two groups of women that they're all going to agree with whatever's being said or
Yeah.
who
In that
was
room.
Yeah.
exactly, and that's it. So. And then with Dolores kind of floating back and forth, I thought that that was weird because
Yeah.
she's not the Real Housewives of New Jersey queen,
No.
and it made it seem like she was kind of in charge of everybody. That's kind of
Yeah.
how I felt, and I didn't like that. I didn't like that either.
And there was that moment though where she didn't back Teresa's Louis for the comment that he made
About Margaret's son.
about the son
Thank
hoping
God
bad.
she
Like,
said
couldn't,
something
like
about
who the fuck does, and thank God she finally fucking spoke up because she never ever goes against because she wants to look like she's fucking neutral all the time. This fucking Switzerland. Like I love Dolores. And I love her family. Like she's done a great job like raising those kids and like she's just been very good. But I'm losing respect for her, really, to be honest, this season, because it's too much where she's trying to look like she's neutral. And it's like, no, sometimes you gotta fucking tell your friend what it really fucking is. Like whether they like it or not, sometimes you just gotta fucking stand up and say what it is. If you can't do that with your friend, then you're not really being a true friend. Like she's acting like she's like this, like Top Gun. mob head, like head of the family, like, you know, come to me and speak to me and I'll, you know, like, fuck, man. Like, you guys are all the same and you're not any higher or lower than anybody else. But don't back Teresa, like, you know, like, because Teresa really is like, don't you do that with me. And it's like, I'm glad that she finally stood firm on that and just said that that wasn't right. But she kind of backed,
Wishy washed.
she
She
kind of
did.
wishy washed at the end when Teresa fucking put her tail up. She wishy washed at the end. She still, you know, said her piece, but you could tell she was not fucking firm on it. Like smack it down, shut it down. Like, don't fucking give in to her on that note. And she shouldn't have, because you don't fucking say that to somebody. You just don't. You don't.
It's not
It's
acceptable,
not
period.
acceptable. Like, fuck you, right? Go fucking, just go fucking crawl under a rock. Get the fuck away from me, right? If you're gonna say and want me to defend remarks like that when somebody's like saying, wishing harm on somebody's children. Like, how fucking, like, what a low life.
You know what? I have my other thought on this too. And my thought on that was that when she was kind of defending, not defending Margaret, but saying that Teresa was, because she didn't defend Margaret. What she did say was that Teresa was wrong. So that I want to just make that distinction.
Yeah.
But the thing is she's not stupid. She knows that people watch this show and that there would have been huge backlash with what Teresa said.
Of course.
So I think, in
Because
my
what Teresa
opinion,
said is stupid.
exactly. But in my opinion, it wasn't that she was going against Teresa. It was more to make sure that she appeared better
Yeah.
in front of the people.
Yeah,
Like, do you know what I mean? Like
exactly.
that's the reason
So
why she
she's
did it.
faking
Yeah.
it,
And you know what? I
right?
think that's also what she was doing in that argument she had with Margaret, because
Yes, he's
Margaret
trying
said
to make it.
something that, oh, you knew about this meeting, and
Yeah,
it kind of
and I
makes the
believe
words sound
Margaret.
like she's like, oh, fuck you. You knew about it too. You did nothing. So it doesn't look good for Dolores if she knew about the meeting and never said anything about it and like pretended she didn't. And that's why she had that reaction with Margaret. Like, even the other women, when they saw that scene, they were like, what's wrong with her? Like, why did you
Yeah.
react like that? Even Melissa said
Yeah,
straight to her face,
exactly.
why
It's
are you
extreme.
like, why?
Yeah. And it's again to save her face to look like as though I knew nothing of this. You know, like they didn't say that, like they didn't say anything about it. You knew about it. Whoopty fucking deal. She knew about it. Who gives a shit? She chose if she knew, and I honestly believed Margaret on that. Like, you know, I don't. And that makes me like lose respect for Dolores, because I think like she's just showing more and more that she's trying to be Switzerland, but she's not. She's just playing
Playing both
however she,
sides.
yeah,
She's
she's
playing
playing both
both
fucking
sides.
sides.
That's it.
Yeah, so that's what I think on that one.
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought it was really weird that they that Dolores kept going back and forth. Well, she only did it once, but even the fact that she did it was weird.
But the uncut
Like,
version of how extreme she was, just like, it's just like so extreme for such a nothing.
Her
Like,
behavior,
her
yeah,
behavior
the way
was
she
so
responded,
extreme, her
yeah.
response was so extreme that you knew she was
It
lying.
was fake,
It
yeah,
was
that she,
fake.
yeah.
She was lying.
No, exactly. And then they ask Jen Fessler if she would like to go and see the other ladies in the other room too. After Dolores comes in, and Jen just says no. She's like, no, I'm good here. I don't need it to see
Yeah.
anything.
She saw what the reality was by the end of the season. You know, she didn't believe it. She didn't want to listen to the warnings, the pre-warning. She's clawing in. but we have a little guest
We have a
who's
little
decided
guest
to join us.
who's claimed spice.
Yes.
Who's claimed spice and is
Our
like
special
clawing
guest,
at
Pippa the Munchkin.
my legs right now. I'm trying
Just
not to scream while you guys are doing grief.
I can see spice. jolting,
jumping back and forth because I got this cute little kitty on my lap. But yeah, I'll get through it.
Oh, so cute.
But I did love to look at his dress, I have to say. I loved the dress.
Yeah, it was all just right. I wasn't really crazy about any of the outfits, in all honesty. Dolores's dress, it was nice.
Yeah, I really liked Dolores's dress, but it did look like a wedding dress.
You know what I did is I think she tried to do the exact opposite of what she did before. That's why. Yeah, so she was like in black, like in mourning, and then now she was all in white.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did you think? Did you think the rooms matched up? Do you think everyone belonged in their rooms?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. No, I did. I did. I believe that they were right. Like Jen, Jackie, Teresa.
Well, they kept the people away. They kept the people away that would fight. That's for sure. Yeah. And so they like the friends all stuck together. The ones that are, you know, their own friends. And then Dolores again. She was kind of the odd man out, being wishy washy.
Yeah, you know what? And it's a shame. I think if Dolores had have gone with the other women, you know, she could have at least kind of sent a little bit of a message over to them, like, hey, you guys aren't right. You guys are mean girls, etc. But I mean, the thing that I didn't like about this reunion is because they were in those separate rooms, there was no one to challenge Teresa
and
their bad behavior. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And to actually like have a conversation about what happened.
Yeah. The biggest challenge was with Dolores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The biggest challenge, Sugar, was Dolores going against Teresa, because Teresa got her guard up as soon as Dolores like said that, right? And so then Dolores had to backtrack and try and say, well, I'm not saying that. I meant this, right? Like, you know, blah, 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 right? But yeah, that was the only reaction that.
Yeah, and it wasn't even really that good, you know?
No, it wasn't.
What do you think? What do you think about this whole thing? Do you think having a traditional reunion would have been better? Do you think this was a good way for the women to end? Do you think they got closure from this? Like, what did you take away from this episode?
I just took away that I thought that's 49 minutes of my life that I won't get back. in all honesty.
Yeah.
I don't think they took anything away from that.
No, nothing. Nothing was resolved. There was nothing. And I didn't like it, because you need to be able to, and as much of a shit show or gong show it would have been had they all been in the same room, because like tempers would have flared 100%.
But then you would have had the ideas of moderator.
Yes, exactly.
You would have said, you know, calm them down. You need to speak now.
Let one speak at a time, answer, rebuttal, whatever. You know what I mean?
But like this, there was nothing.
And I mean, let's get real on the Jackie and Teresa. Like that friendship is so over. Like Teresa is trying to keep the calm in front of the camera, I think. And Jackie, there's no fucking way in hell that Jackie's going to survive what she did to Teresa. There's no way in hell that Teresa's going to let it go. It's not going to work. And Jen saying, we accept you. We forgive you. Cause Jen was big fucking talker.
Who's
right?
She?
Like, who the fuck is she? She's ready to be fucking kicked out on her ass by Teresa too. She better watch every fucking step she takes. Like, get real, Jen. You're not the fucking circus leader in that bandwagon.
Oh yeah. If they don't get put back on the show together, Jen and Teresa will be friends anyway.
Yeah.
But that's a really good point that you guys brought up, is having Andy as the moderator is really nice.
Yeah.
He does a really good job of it. He handles Teresa well. He literally Teresa, shut up. It's hilarious when he talks to her. But that would have been really nice. So in this episode, I don't know if you caught on to this, but they weren't allowed to drink. The Teresa asks for an espresso martini. They're like, no, it's 1 p.m. You're not allowed anything to drink. They weren't allowed to drink. They could have just taken away certain things from them to help make sure that there are no, physical
Things that they could throw project.
opportunity. Yeah, exactly. And
Oh,
maybe
maybe
just
that's
keeping a special eye
why.
on Danielle. But I think they could have done, after watching this, they could have done a reunion. They really could have a
Yeah,
traditional
they could.
one. And it would have been really nice to have Andy kind of sitting there and walking them through everything because, I mean, it is a huge deal not having a reunion because they miss out on a ton of money. Not just the women, the network, because everyone tunes into the reunions. They miss out on a ton of money. And it's not just for the network or the ladies, it's also the full, casting, like the crew, all the, makeup artists, all of the designers who make the dresses for them. It was a really big missed opportunity for them not to have. And it's a really big shame that the network decided it wasn't safe for them to do it. They could have tried, taking away the alcohol, distancing them a little bit further, etc. So it really is a shame.
You know what I think is, I think the biggest, the one that got physical like twice actually was Danielle. And I think given the chance that if there was a reunion, she would have been fine. Like she like there's nothing more that could have been said to get under her skin, and she would have been prepared that, that anything could have been said again, and that she wouldn't have gone crazy. Because in her defense, she was blindsided by a lot of these things. And I think that having time to prepare for something like that would have made the difference. And then for Teresa too, to be honest, because she knows what to expect now, right?
No, absolutely. Was there any particular scene or something that happened on this episode that kind of stood out for you? Like any reaction to the women watching the show, any little discussion that happened after? For me, it was the conversation around Louis saying he wants Margaret's son to suffer, and actually seeing some of the ladies kind of stick up against Louis, like, hey, listen, I've defended Louis time and time again. I can't defend that, like from Dolores. And the women in the other room were like, that's disgusting. Who could ever say like that about a child? If you're mad at one person, whatever, but you can't go attack the other people in their lives for that. That was the one that kind of stuck out for me. That was the only scene that I really got any substance out of.
Yeah,
What
and
about you?
Jackie and Jen didn't say peep a word about that. They just shut up about that. Dolores was the only one who tried to respond and say, I disagree. And she got shot down and sort of, backtracked a little bit, still made, her point, but not so firm on it at the end of that after Teresa really kind of, I don't
But yeah,
know.
you're right. Their silence really spoke a
Yeah,
lot,
their
right?
silence spoke a
Yeah,
lot.
you're right.
Because let's see somebody do that and say that about their kids and see how they fucking react, right?
Well, when you're in that room with, they were in the Teresa room, right? So it's hard to go against. I get it. It's hard to go
Of course.
against that main person.
But
And
Jackie should know
then
that.
negativity and toxicity in there, right? And if you were to, say something, where do you go from there?
But the saddest part about that, because Jen is like Jen Aiden, she's just like she's lost. She's in fucking Teresa's pocket, whatever, right? The saddest part for that is you can see, at least my opinion, that Jackie is like a lost little child. And she knows that, like, she knows she's already lost face with the rest of the girls. And so Teresa is her only hope. She's, you know, she thought she was picking the better side. She should have stayed on the other
side. Right where she was.
She should never have
crossed over.
And now it's too late because she fucked over everybody by being.
And then no one trusts her.
By being the one who actually did what she did. Let somebody else on the other side take the fucking blame for it. For a long time, we're 2024 now. This is since 2021. And this is why she was probably so just different. And just, you could tell there's something off about Jackie this season in her eyes. It's probably the fear of being exposed at some point, which she was ultimately.
Afraid. Yeah.
She was afraid. She knew it's just a matter of time before shit comes out, right? Absolutely. So either fess up at the beginning when you see that, you know what I mean? Stand your ground on the other side with the ladies who didn't fucking treat you like Teresa did in the beginning. Stay with them and say your thing. Like fess up to it. Own it. You know what I mean? Because it's going to come out. And when it comes out, it's going to be on their terms and you're going to get fucked, which she did. And so I feel really bad for her because she's just like on an island by herself because there's no way in fucking hell that she's going to have a relationship with Teresa. Teresa can say all she fucking wants in front of the camera. There's no way in fucking hell
she'd never trust her because
none of them are going to trust her.
But speaking about when you asked about particular scenes, and that was probably the thing that stuck out to me was, and that had to do with Jackie, was when Teresa said to Jackie, I'm not mad at you because I know why you did that.
Because I was mean to you.
Because I was mean to you. And it's like, okay.
Okay. Like,
that doesn't compute and doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Because she's the one that's been lying to you the entire time.
Yeah.
But you know what it is because Teresa doesn't want to back down now because she's taken a stand
against Margaret.
Margaret
and everybody else. Yeah,
and everybody else. So she's not going to back down from
that. No, she's not. She can't. She's got to look like she.
But at the same time, she'll never trust Jackie again. And Jackie should be smart enough to realize that.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
That whole situation, I did not expect Jackie to, one, be there and two, be in the room with Teresa. I thought, there's no way after it sets in for Teresa that she would allow Jackie to be around her. I would have loved it. And this is why I also like, there should have been an actual reunion because they get the husbands in there. I would have loved to see Louis' reaction to what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have actually had an extra room, a third room, one for Jackie alone. Because realistically, that's where she is. She's on her own.
Yeah, she's on her own island.
She's on her own. There's no fucking way in hell that she's moving forward with any of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. To be honest, probably because she's most likely to move forward again in the future, being forgiven but not forgotten what she did with the other room than she would be with Jennifer and Teresa.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
you know, those are the kinds of ladies that will probably, you know, let it go. They'll forgive her for it. They won't forget it. They'll remember that. But at least they will just try to not let it be as big as it is and make her feel as alone as she's probably
going to feel now,
to be honest. That's just my opinion. And so I feel sorry for Jackie because all season I you could see there was something was off with her, right?
Yeah, so,
and that's what it was. And she knew that was just a fucking ticking time bomb, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they even had to take her off the show because she was having, you know, serious problems with her eating disorder around that time, you know, when Teresa brought up that stuff. And that's the reason why they had to take her off, right? It was because she wasn't doing well. And she did go and get help and et cetera. But
Yeah.
you know, stuff like that, those kinds of wounds, they're very hard to get
Yeah.
over. So she's
Yeah,
still
they are. And
struggling.
anything can trigger, right? Anything can trigger it.
Exactly.
And so, like, this is something that, like, I feel for her. Like, I feel really bad for her. Like, I feel bad for her because I don't want to see her, you know, she's got a family to think about too, right? So she needs to really focus on herself and just
Get off TV.
get off fucking reality TV.
No, she
Yeah.
does need
Yeah.
to get off.
Fuck of there, right? Even if they tell you they want you back, say no, thank you. Say thank you very much. I'm good.
No, she shouldn't be on it. She should be
No,
focusing
she shouldn't.
on herself and her family.
Yeah.
I know why she wants to be on. Of course, because it's a huge deal. It's great. You make money. You get some fame, et cetera. You hang out with your friends too. But
Well, they're not really her friends, right? I
no,
mean, let's get
especially
real.
after this season, you can see they're
Yeah.
not her friends.
Yeah.
So I really feel for her. I am glad that they are going to make adjustments to the cast, because
And
I think
moving
that
forward,
that's
she'll
important.
always be able to take advantage of making some kind of money because of that show. Because now she can write a book on her eating disorder. She can
Well, she
write
did.
a book on, you know, yeah. So, I mean, they will pay for her to do appearances or to, you know, do shit. So she'll be able to make money, you know, somehow in the future because of that show. So just be, you know, just move on. Move on, get the fuck away from them, and that's it.
Hang out with your family,
Yeah.
eat some food, feel better.
Have some pizza. Go get some nice fresh mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
And some prosciutto. And just go fucking have a big bog.
Yeah, no, this was an interesting episode because I think a lot of the women kind of came into this. I mean, it's already been announced that they're going to make adjustments to the cast, so a
Yeah.
lot of came into it like with the expectation of like, hey, I'm not coming back. This is it for me. I'm not renewing. I'm not getting my contract renewed. So it was really interesting, and I think we didn't get as much substance because of that. But
Yeah, I thought that, sorry, having said that, I thought that you could tell in Melissa's eyes, you could see that little
glimmer of I'm
that
done.
glimmer of I'm done, that gloss that I've been doing this since 2010. It's 14 years. I've seen, you know, my kids have grown up on this show, and this is how it ends. But you could tell that it was basically done for her, right?
Well, yeah.
And again, they don't have to worry because especially her, she's set, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's set. Like, she's got her boutique, she's got her
Well,
dignity.
the husband has a great business. She's got her dignity. The dignity didn't
She's
end.
got her dignity and
Her
she's gonna
kids are
walk away.
doing great. They're, you know, the first one went
Yeah.
off to university this year, so
Yeah.
it's
Her
okay.
kids are so, yeah, her kids will do fine. They're not looking to just fucking be famous on TV for nothing, like some others.
So
My
that
opinion.
said, do you think we'll be coming back? If
That's a
any.
hard one.
You know what? Personally, I'm kind of sick of them, to be honest with you. I'm kind of sick of all of them. I'm sick of the fighting. I mean, there's a few cast members that I like, but having said that, there's a lot of people that I like, but you know, they come and go on TV, so whatever. So like for me, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to adapt and adjust, I guess, just
Yeah.
like we did with New York, right?
Well,
Because that was a
will I
whole new.
watch whoever it is? Absolutely, I
Yeah.
will for 100%. But do I am I gonna lose sleep over the fact that some of them won't be back? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Me either. I can honestly see them just wiping the entire cast
Yeah,
out.
like
You can
New York,
really
like
see
New York.
after a certain amount of time, like the housewives, like a certain cast member shouldn't be continuing to go on the show. You
Yeah.
always need to get fresh faces and stuff like that because they just give you more. And then they also, like when you become seasoned, you kind of understand how the show works, what you can say in
And
front of
more,
cameras, etc. And then it's not real anymore, right?
no,
Like
it's not.
Teresa, she's not real. Like we're not
No,
seeing what's actually going on in her
not.
life. We're only seeing
Yeah,
what she wants to show us.
exactly. And
Where
that makes
some
it
of the
good
other
because you know
ladies, so
it's
like the younger ones, like Danielle and Rachel,
yep.
see them a lot more. Like
Yep.
they kind of go
They
into
fuck
like
up.
Danielle, of course, she
They
fucked
fuck
up.
up.
She fucked up. Yeah, exactly.
They fuck
Kind of.
up and they make mistakes like that, which is normal. Where Teresa's on, like she's guarded and knows exactly what to do, what not to do, how to show it, how not to show it. So yeah, it just makes it not real. It's not reality anymore. You know what I think? It should be like the presidents of the United States. You know, they can only have 2 terms, and maybe they should do that with the housewives. You can have a
Yeah.
maximum of 2 terms,
2 seasons.
we're
Two
done.
terms. But
Yeah.
2 terms for the president's 8 years, though,
Yeah, I
right?
know. Well, whatever the terms are for the housewives, and that's it. Done. Maximum.
Exactly. In terms of who might be coming back or who I want to come back, I would be okay with them just cutting the entire cast. But that being said, if they were to bring anyone back, the only people I would want them to bring back are the newer people. So it would be Jen Fessler, even though
Yeah.
I called her wishy-washy and a
Yeah.
flip-flopper. She even said that in her song.
Yeah.
She's been listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
And Danielle and Rachel. And even Rachel,
Yeah.
she kind of planted that seed. She's like, hey, I'm pregnant at the end, you know, trying to
Yeah.
continue on her story.
Yeah.
I would be okay if they returned. But that being said, it's also not good to have more seasoned people and then have a whole fresh new cast coming in. So it
Yeah.
would be okay if they didn't come back as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. All or nothing.
And hey, actually, going back to the particular scene that stood out to me question, after watching Rachel Fuda basically flip out at Teresa at the dinner, keep my fucking husband's name out of
Fucking
your fat fucking mouth.
hot dog.
Thinking that the
Hot dog
second
lips mom.
time, I was like, oh my God, that was great. Good for her.
It was straight from the heart,
Yeah.
as real as can be. Like
Oh yeah.
you could hear like that's just like fuck, like don't fucking say that again. Like you could just feel it.
And her voice, she out of your fucking mouth. Good for her. Yeah. She was
Yeah.
pissed.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Who will be coming back though?
Yeah, I mean, I think that unfortunately they need to do a whole new cast like they did with New York. But if they were to bring anybody back, I wouldn't like I would like to see, like you said, the new ones because they're not as guarded. They're showing you actually, you know, because it's new to them, and so they're gonna screw up and they're gonna show you who they really are or how they really do things, right? And that's all good, especially when they're like down, bottom line is they seem like pretty good, normal people who just are on this show. You know what I mean? Okay, Danielle was a little bit of a rocky start in the beginning, But we but loved her. then by, you know, when she did her snap, We loved her. we had
Fell in
respect
love
for
with
her.
her.
We loved her, right? Even her clothes were good to us after that. I think your question though, Sugar, as far as who'd like to come back, I can tell you who I wouldn't want to come back.
Yeah.
That's
Perfect.
probably the better,
Yeah.
because I would not want to see Teresa,
Teresa.
no Dolores,
No,
no
yeah.
Jen Aiden.
Yeah.
Those are my top three.
Yeah. But Yeah, fair enough. No
Margaret,
Teresa, no,
I don't
yeah.
care. I don't care. She doesn't bug me as much,
Yeah.
but those three for sure are not coming back.
Yeah.
That
And
was
Dolores only because she's just taken it to another level of
she's fake.
it's just fake.
Yeah,
It's
it's
just
fake.
fake. I no longer see her as a real reality star. You know what I mean?
She's acting.
She's acting
Yeah,
and she thinks that
totally.
she's good at it and people aren't noticing that she's acting. A good actor is when you fucking see the movie and don't even think that
you're watching a movie with an actor in it, right? Yeah. Like, it's just, it's like, holy fuck, right? That was good, right? But yeah, she's just too much. So I lost a lot of respect for her. Love her husband, love her family. Just lost a lot of respect for her this season with her trying to be Miss fucking Switzerland.
Yep. No, definitely.
That's it for me.
How about you, Spice?
That's it for me.
And to be honest, that's it for me as well. So, I mean, it was a nice way to end the, it was nice that they gave us a little something extra, but I don't know if it was necessary. No, it's over. I think we're kind of relieved about it because it couldn't go on forever with Teresa. And then I keep seeing on Instagram too, it'll be like a picture of Louis and it'll be like, you ruined this for me. You ruined it.
Yeah. He did. He did.
In my opinion.
But that's okay because as long as her kids take his advice, they'll be on the road to success.
Actually, there is one final thing I'd like to say about this whole episode and all of New Jersey Housewives.
Yeah.
And what I'm ask Sugar is that if you could sing Gia a song, if you could sing us out.
A little clip.
This is the end. This is the last time, ladies. Waking up in the morning, thinking about something. I just wish things would get better. And that's all I know from the song.
Yes, thank you.
You did it, Sugar.
Well, there'll be more songs.
For sure, like Jen Fessler's, but we won't go there.
Teams divided, ships sent. Oh, I don't even know. Oh my God. Yeah, that was so funny. But you know what? Uh-huh. Like, I swear to God, I think she watched our podcast because she started saying all these things that I felt uncomfortable. Like, oh my God, she knows I was talking shit about her. Awesome. Well, that was Sugar.
Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.
Ciao forever.
Oh, yeah. Ciao forever on New Jersey.
Awesome.